the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
What's up? Not currently. Steve, can you hear him okay?
Real quiet.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah, oh, that works. That works.
Okay. I was trying to use my Bluetooth, but that's not working.
Right on.
Hey, I called you guys a couple weeks ago, and what did Tony call it? My thirsty witch story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a cool story, too, man.
Yeah, no, but I figured I'd call back and just, you know, tell another story. But so this happened about 7 years ago, and I was camping. Actually, I sent you guys an email about this a while ago, but I figured I'd just call. But I went camping with some buddies, or couples, more like couples. And then I was with my wife, and we went in Washington, this place called Wenatchee. There's a lot of campsites out there out in the wilderness. But there's this road called Chihuahua River Road. And there's a bunch of like car camping kind of stuff down that road. It's on the water, and it gets kind of crowded, but if you just keep on going to the end, you know, it eventually turns into a gravel road and no one goes out there, and there's really cool camp spots out there. And actually, if you go all the way to the end, you go to an old ghost town you kind of explore. So that's pretty cool. But so we're down there camping, and it's like Friday night, we get in. It's kind of a drive, takes a while. These are like buddies I've known my whole life. And, you know, and the couples, it's pretty chill. We're just having a couple beers, sitting by the fire, eating some hot dogs, and kind of had a earlier night, you know, it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock. We didn't go crazy. We all go in our tents, and we kind of scattered our tents in different areas. It was, even though there's camp spots, since no one's there, you can just kind of camp anywhere. My wife and I camped right on the water there. And so it was like in the middle of the night, I just like shot up out of my bed. Like, you know, usually when I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like a slow, groggy process. But this was like, it felt like some kind of an emergency. And I was just like, in my head, I was just like, I got to get out of the tent. And so I start unzipping my side of the tent, and I look, and my wife's up too, and she's unzipping her side of the tent. And, you know, so I go outside, and the whole entire sky is like pinkish orange, and it's like daylight bright. And this is a nighttime. It's like, you know, it's summer, but it's dark. And I mean, and you would think you would be, you know, you'd be in that state of getting out of the tent and you'd be like, what the fuck is going on? You know, but I didn't even think that. I just was like, I got to go over there to that bush over there. I got to pee. That's what I got to do. That's all I could think about. I was like, got to make this bush. And as I started walking, it was like, I couldn't walk straight. Like I was stumbling. And and at one point it felt like I was going up an escalator. It was really strange. And my, I go pee, I go back in the tent, and I still not thinking that's weird, even though it's like obviously the most bizarre thing ever. And the last thing I remember is I never remember being this tired in my life, and I passed out. And in the morning, I'm just kind of laying in the tent like, wow, that was weird. I was like, that felt so real. I was like, that has to be like a dream or something. And I started telling my wife my experience, and it was like a quarter way through, and she stopped me, and she finished the story. The exact same thing happened to her. She got out of the tent. She, you know, the exact same thing. Like, she saw the same colors. She had a hard time walking. And yeah, it was pretty wild. And like, we have a dog too, that is like one of those rescue dogs. It's like, oh, he's like on your heel no matter what you do, no matter what time. That, and I didn't think about this later, but that dog stayed in the car the whole time, or in the tent the whole time.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was really, really bizarre. And then that, also that night, I don't know if this is before or after, but a freaking deer stepped on the tent. And like, camping in tents, like, that's like one of my weird like fears. I'm like, man, what if an animal steps on my head, you know? But it actually happened. And like, once again, I was like, oh, that's a deer. I don't even know like why I thought it was a deer. I was like, oh, that's a deer. And it like, nothing, like, didn't feel afraid or anything like that. and just passed out again.
My oldest boy, it's not, I guess it's not necessarily similar experience, but he had similar symptoms, I guess. He was out fishing a couple years ago, probably 2020, down in Texas, and him and his buddy saw a boomerang shaped craft over the lake, and they took pictures of it. And I asked him, like, did you have any missing time? Did you have any anything happen? He's like, no, not really. He's like, all I could remember is that I've never been that tired as I was after we saw that. And it definitely reminded me of what you're going through.
That's weird. But the fact that like both of us had the same experience, because, you know, if she didn't say that, I would have just chalked it up to like, yeah, that was just like, I guess, a really vivid dream. But the fact that she had that, I mean, to me, that means that happened.
Yeah. Corroborates each other's experience.
Yeah. In a weird way. Like it seems extra sussy that you guys both did the exact same thing. Saw the exact same things.
Yeah. And felt the same way too. That was too like she said the same thing. Like she felt like she had a mission. Like she had to go, she had to go over to pee in a bush. And I don't know if she was at the same bush or what. Like, I don't even remember seeing her out of there.
It sounds like a screen.
That is weird. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, it's just trying to make you not pay attention to the fact that the sky looks like it's on fire.
Yeah. And then just feeling like everything's okay. Like, you have to go there, but everything's okay. Yeah. You feel really fine. Yeah, you're just tired.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah. And I've had a few people did you notice anything like the next day or anything different? Like, did you feel? And I was like, no, not really. And then I was thinking about it for, you know, years. And I was like, actually, yeah, like that experience, like, I feel like that was a catalyst that kind of put me on like some kind of like spiritual journey, spiritual path, whatever you want to call it. And I don't know if that's related, but I was also thinking about it. Like, that could just be kind of what, like, almost like what conscious is being, like when people are throwing around, like, you know, like all this consciousness, it's like, once you start following, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it's like, because that happened, it opened up my mind thinking. I replayed stuff that's happened to me in the past, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like I've kind of like evolved from that. And actually, people always bring up the Bledsoe case, but I found their podcast and I was listening to it, and I don't know what it was, but that story, and it seems like a lot of people do, like, really, like, it felt very familiar, even though it's so different, and not even like their experience, but just kind of when they talk about like what was happening and like the way they project their voice and kind of like how they talk about it. And I started being like really pumped about it. And I was like, man, like, this is a positive thing. And then I was like, I wanted more on it. And that's actually how I found your podcast. I was like, oh, let's see what these guys are doing. And like, you guys like got me thinking like a different direction. And here's the weird thing though. When I started thinking of it as a potential negative, things got really freaking weird. My sleep paralysis jumped up so much. It was like, it was like a couple times a week. There was like a week where it was multiple times a night. There was times when like my whole body felt like it was vibrating, and almost like a sound. And like, there was times when I would wake up in different spots of where I was sleeping. Like, when I snap out of sleep paralysis, I know I was sleeping like on the couch or the bed, and I'd look and I'd be like half standing up on a different section of the bed. And that happened after just kind of, you know, like hearing you guys talk about it and like putting some stuff into my mind, you know, like about like thinking the, you know, like the, just like thinking it through, like how are they so sure, you know? And so I don't know, like, and that was kind of like a conscious thing. Like, was I like, because I turned into like, thought of as a positive thing, is that what I was putting out there in the world, you know? And then when it's like negative, is that what
or, you know, something didn't want you thinking of them in a negative light.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Because a lot of weird shit happened to us when we put that out there.
Really? Like,
oh, yeah.
Specifically on that?
Dude, oh, yeah. That's absolutely.
Super weird.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't know what was going on, man. It terrified us. Because that's when, I think, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that when our boys started seeing shit and it just started to spiral out of control?
Yep.
That's whenever, I don't know, it was crazy, man. Absolutely crazy.
But at the same time, when it's spiraling, it's like, but it also opens you up to, how do I say this? Be more curious and question things, you know? Like, I mean, like, a lot of people I know, and like it seems like you guys, you know, like don't trust like the government and what they're doing and stuff like that, but it, like, after you start having experience, it makes you just start to question more things, and it's almost like you're just like, people are just kind of waking up, like that's like, they're, you know, people say like spiritual awakening or whatever, it's almost like, when I don't know, it's almost like it awakens you, and sometimes it forces you to see.
It's a slippery slope, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I
agree. I agree. It definitely can. I think it probably takes a special person to look at it the way you have, though, to be honest with you. And because I think some people would probably experience what you did and probably fucking freak out and just shut the door on it and I think that's what happens to a lot of people as they get older. Or just they're overall afraid and not trying to deal with the shit. Cause we obviously have this thought process behind how some people are more sensitive than others. I'm kind of in the camp that we're all that sensitive, that we all can pick up on the paranormal. It's just some choose to and others don't. Some people are like, I'm trying to go to work. I'm trying to get me a Big Mac and go home and watch TV. I'm not trying to see aliens and shit and talk to spiritual beings, whether they're good or bad.
No, you know, I hear that, you know, but like, yeah, people don't want to think about like, just like, I mean, like, when was the last time you really sat down and just like looked at the ocean or the sky, you know, it's like, it's freaking crazy. Or if you know, it's, you have kids, like just the fact that like, basically a miracle had to happen for everything to go
right
to have this baby that we take for granted, you know, it's just like
to
the world
to be alive, even like just to exist,
to breathe.
I love your thought process right now. I love that I really do, because I do that. I'll sit, like when I saw the ocean for the first time, my brain just went, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Then you look at it, like you catch the night sky on certain nights where it's just, it looks crazy. And you're like, man, really, really try to wrap your brain around the fact that, like, in the grand scheme of things, our planet, as big as it is, we're literally like a grain of sand in a bigger beach. You know, that's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and then like, I don't know, and then once I started like just think about it more, it's like everything that I was super into, like my hobbies and everything like that, like it doesn't do it for me anymore. And it's like, it's almost like it could come across as like, oh, you're depressed because like you don't want to do the things that you wanted to do anymore. But it's like, I'm over that. Like I'm just like I'm off like the internet basically. Like I, you know, I deleted it, read it, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, man, like it's just like, I just go back to nature. That's I mean,
there is something
it's
to that.
So much cooler than, you know, than your phone or whatever, you know, which, but okay. I do want to say, wait, one more thing about that was weird. So I read that Bledsoe book, and this might like lose some people because it sounds like crazy people talk, but ever since I was a kid, like up until like a young adult, I don't know what it was, but like, I just had in my mind, the world's going to end or something horrible is going to happen in 2026. And when I was reading that book, he says something just casually and mentions like other people see it also or something like that. that, what was that? I'm going to butcher, but it was like, a great event is going to happen in 2026. And it freaked me out so much that I actually messaged him, Chris, on I messaged him or emailed him, and he was chatting with me. And then when I just said, when I asked him, what do you mean by that in 2026? He didn't respond after that. So take that what you will, because that's just some dude that just, randomly had this note, this number in his head. And I mean, I even remember being like, okay, I'll be 42, that's half my life, and that. And it's I remember even thinking like that as a kid, oh, that's, that seems good enough. But I don't know. I don't know what that means. And then and then you start hearing about great resets and stuff like that. I was like, oh shit. But I don't want to freak anyone out.
I'll have to dig around, see if there's any other meaning behind 2026, if there's anything else out there that people have attuned into. What was the date that, man, what was it, Kyle? There was a specific date in 2020 that they couldn't see any further. You know what I'm talking about?
2012?
Was it 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are,
2012 is a big one for several different aspects we've dealt with.
I'll have to look and see if there's anything on 2026.
Yeah. I should probably look myself. And then just one more comment on one of your shows, when you did that Majestic 12, is that what it was?
The last one I talked about Majestic 12 was Looking Glass. That would have been the last
one. No. What was the one it was last month or 2 months ago?
Collins Elite, maybe?
Oh, and then there's a group, weren't they called the Majestic 12 or whatever? They would, the guys that would meet up and kind of plan how they're going to take out these demons, basically.
Oh,
the super group.
I can't think of what they were called.
Me either.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It was a four-part series, and I was like, man, this is bad. How crazy is it that this actually makes more sense than a lot of stuff I've been hearing? And then at the very last episode, it was they had a meeting how to force people into Christ.
Yeah.
And I was just nope. You guys too, discredited. But I was thinking about it, and I was man, if that was real, and if I was with these 12 guys or whatever, and really saw all that crazy stuff, because they weren't like that at first. They were trying to figure things out. They were doing drugs and doing whatever. They were trying to figure it out, and they came to a conclusion. But I know if it wouldn't be out of the possibility that'd be talked after experiencing all that stuff. And it's not the right answer, obviously, but I don't see why they would not consider that at that point.
Oh, I agree. Especially if it's already where your faith is, maybe even if it's not your faith.
Well, I'm under the impression. Yeah.
No, just seeing, seeing things like that, that you can't fucking explain, that's going to make you think a type of way real fast.
Yeah. And you see real evil that's.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, this is not good. And I don't know. You start getting desperate, man. You start thinking way out of the box.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyways, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
I extra look forward to these Wednesday nights.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
We do too.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too, brother.
Bye. Hey, weird friend.
I love it.
It is, man. It is weird that case in particular, the Bledsoe case, has reoccurring effects.
There's similar effects
on people.
Yep, someone else that kind of fell in the same camp that we did.
It's almost weird. Like if you start pushing, thinking outside the narrative box that spun, shit
gets weird.
Yeah.
It gets weird.
It's like it tries to scare you away from thinking that.
Yeah.
Isn't doing it any favors. If we're supposed to be beings of light and love.
That's the thing.
You're going to scare me away.
Like you and me don't, we might have in the episode, but we talk shit. That's what we do. We're human. But we don't know what it is or isn't. We've said that countless times. We don't know if you're good. We don't know if you're bad. We don't know if you're impartial.
I know shit got fucky whenever we were talking about you, so you're right. Not that good in my book, but right. Everybody already knows that, so.
Welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, my name's Jonathan, first time calling in.
Awesome. How you doing?
Welcome.
Doing good. Hey, I heard you guys were talking about DMT. I made it one time for myself.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity. Yeah, you can get the elements from eternityinabox.com. And it's some type of root, but I wouldn't recommend it. It's kind of weird. I did 11 candles around each person and burned sage, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But it's, I could never get, I don't want to say get high, but I could never get, you know, an effect off of it myself when I made it. But I could, other people could. I had a friend who'd seen his brother who passed on, and I had this chick hold a foxtail, and she had two foxes as her spirit guide and stuff. And I had a brother who's, his wife is deaf, but she could hear music. Oh, she heard like fairies singing to her. Oh, it's just out of this world, man. I want to tell you, man, I live in Kentucky around Mammoth Cave. Have you ever heard of Mammoth Cave in Kentucky?
Yep.
Dude, I've been experiencing the most. I bought some land on a river, and I live in a cabin out here, and I live right above the cave system. There's caves underneath me, and I've been experiencing the most weirdest shit out here since I've been living here. And I don't know if it's maybe the cave system. I don't know if it's the – it used to be called the Happy Hunting Grounds for natives. So there's like native burials where there's piles of rocks. You ever seen big mounds of just rocks just sitting there? You ever seen those before? Those are sometimes those are Indian burials. I had a friend who buried one up. He had a buddy who buried one up. He's dead now, but he said he buried it. He dug up all the rocks, and he said after about 5 feet, it went to dirt, and then after about a foot of dirt. And you remember when you buried people back then, you buried it with rocks so the coyotes wouldn't get your body. You understand that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he found a skull into the ground, and the reason why we brought this conversation, because I asked him, what the hell are these rock mounds all through here? And he said, well, I had a buddy who dug one up, and he said it was 5 feet of rock and then a foot of dirt, and he found a skull. He said he cleaned it off. That's dumb. I know, right? He brought it home, put it in his basement, and he started to have dreams of natives attacking him in his sleep. So he freaked out and brought it back where he found it and buried it. And I just thought, how dumb would you want to be to put a human skull in your house and think nothing's going to happen? You know? Anyways, don't try to make your own DMT, but if you're curious, you can go on a website called eternityinabox.com. And they have supplements there and stuff that you can make it. But I got a couple of paranormal stories for you in Iraq or in the military if you want to hear real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
All right, cool. Now, if you guys ever want to witness actual UFOs, you have to buy night vision goggles called PVS-14s. I don't know if you're aware of night vision. They're about $3,000 a piece. But if you legit buy a pair of those and look up at the sky – eventually you will see a UFO. If you want to see ghosts or paranormal stuff, you want to use thermals, which is heat signatures, changes in heat temperatures and stuff. You'll pick up on ghosts with that. But a lot of times, if you ask guys in the military, if they've done time over in Iraq and Afghanistan, you ask them about UFOs, most of the guys in combat arms will say, yeah, I've seen them all the time, because you wear a night vision almost every night when you're pulling guard, you're going to see it. Now at Fort Benning, we were doing a thing called like a cable 12, where you do some training exercise, and it was at night. And my buddy was asking for me to come back to the Bradley. And, he said he got his flashlight out and was looking around, and he seen something that was about my height, come through the wood line, and it was like, you know, open, imagine about something the size of a baseball field clearing and everything around you, trees. And he said he seen what he thought was me. And he said, you know, hey, Joni, come on, come on, we got to go. And he, all of a sudden, he said he seen eyes start to glow when he scanned it with a flashlight. And he said it looked like a cat person. And it got, when he said it, when he seen it, it got on its belly and started to do like push itself back, you know, like low crawl, but reverse, and push itself back into the woods. And then I remember him telling me when he was at Fort Carson, he was again in a Bradley, and a Bradley has a tank commander on one side and then a gunner on one side, and then up front on the side is a driver. And they're about, I don't know, I'd say about 12 to 15 feet tall. And he said he was driving in Fort Carson, and he said the fucking the tank commander turned, because you can stand on your seats when you're in the Bradley or the tank. If you ever see guys with like the waist standing up, it's because they're standing on their seats, so you can scan. And he said he, the tank commander scanned, looked to his left, and got back in and nudged the gunner and said, look to your left. And he said he turned and looked, and there was a Bigfoot about 10 feet off to the side of the Bradley walking with his head almost the same eye level as the guy in the Bradley. While he's standing on the seat, and he said he turned and closed his hatch and said, "Don't tell nobody." And so, I remember him telling me that he swore that they seen a Bigfoot at Fort Carson, Colorado. A lot of times, man, it was just better not to say nothing, because if you did, it could have brought attention to you. You never know. I don't know if you guys have experienced anything paranormal lately. I think I have experienced something, just the way this dimension shifting. It's just this whole timeline's weird. Time's going by quick. Your intuition's kind of, you're picking on people's energy real quick. You know, there's no wait. You kind of pick up on somebody almost immediately nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I had an argument with my neighbor over something silly. And that night, now remember, I live on top of Mammoth Cave. I had a dream that I was having an argument with a spirit or a demon. And I opened up a door and I said, I command you to leave. And as soon as I said leave, my alarm, my smoke alarm, and this is summertime, my air conditioning is running, started going off. Beep, beep, beep. And that's what woke me up. I'm thinking, what the hell? I couldn't even turn it off. I like broke the damn thing in half to turn, you know, because when you wake up in the middle of sleep, you hear a smoke alarm. You're like trying to break the sumbitch apart and try to turn the damn thing off. And I turned it off and went back to bed, and the thing went off. And about an hour later, I was thinking, what in the hell? I was like, this damn Mammoth Cave is crazy, man. They said that the rumor is there's a $1 million reward for Bigfoot out here. It's kind of a going joke, but I don't know how big it is. All I'm going to say is if you come across a Dogman or Bigfoot and you got a 15, it better have a 20-inch barrel, because that's the only way that 223 is going to zing and punch something.
Man, I love it. I have noticed that too lately, though. Time seems to be moving extremely fast. It's really bizarre.
Yes, it does. Is it because we're getting older and we can maybe comprehend time now?
Maybe. It just, I don't know. Sometimes, to me, it just feels weird how quick time has moved. I don't know. It could just be me. Could be. I mean, yeah. It might be something, but I don't know. I'm glad you say that, because there are certain days where I'm just kind of like, what the hell, man? I can't believe this year's already over or whatever. It just feels off.
Yeah, when you look at your favorite movies and you think they're almost 40 years ago now, you're just thinking, damn, dude, I remember all these people were in their prime in their 30s and 40s. And now they're, like when Tom Sizemore died, I just thought, damn, dude, Tom Sizemore's dead, man. But, you know.
Crazy.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. But I was going to say, man, in my opinion, I think we live in a reincarnation soul trap, because is the world really getting any better? It's a big loose farm, and when you die and you go to heaven, it's always the same thing. It's all light and love, and it draws you in, and then you go through a memory wipe, and then they put you right back here on this planet so that they can keep on feeding off of you again through a human body with pain, suffering, anxiety, stress, paying bills, taxes. It's just a never-ending cycle, and it's like, have we really progressed and gotten better as a human race, or is it just the same shit over and over again? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't mean be negative, because we're all working men in this world, but it just makes you wonder, man. Has it gotten any better? You know,
it's weird, dude. I've heard that theory before too.
Real questions. Yeah, I have.
Well,
too.
I mean, go ahead.
I said I've heard that too. The soul trap theory, that we're just put here to keep being put here. For whatever these entities are, to feed off of our fear and our sorrow and our hopes and everything that we hold dear, essentially.
Yeah, and then you think you got to keep on coming back to Earth until you learn, you know, you got to reincarnate 1,000 times until you learn guilt. I mean, what kind of sick fucking joke is that? You know, 1,000 reincarnations to learn something silly? Because, you know, some ascended master upstairs is telling you so. You're sovereign here on Earth just as you are in the spirit world. That's all I can advise, is you're sovereign even in the spirit world. And don't be coaxed into your friends or family or loved ones and all that, because it's just another trap, man. But I ain't got the answers of what's after, because, you know, how are we supposed to keep on learning from the cycle if it's a memory wipe every time? You know, if you study for a test and then you forget everything the next day, how the hell are you supposed to pass a damn test?
Valid point.
Yep.
All right, I don't want to hold you all up. I appreciate y'all taking my call. And
absolutely.
Just be grateful, guys. All right?
Yes.
All right, every day.
Later.
Every day. Be safe, friend.
Yep.
Dropping the knowledge.
I dig it.
Dropping that knowledge.
And like I said, we have heard that's a theory that is out there and running heavy in circles, that it is some sort of just a soul reincarnation over and over again.
I hope that's not the case.
And if we go like that 4chan whistleblower said, that we essentially live the same life again and again. We have the ability to change it if we get to a specific point, but it has to do with our consciousness and has to hit that point to be able to
do it. I hate it. Oh, shit. Thanks for calling Night Shift.
Yo.
Hey, how are things?
Good. How are you?
I am good. This is Darren calling you from Ireland again.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's nearly 3:30 over here in the morning, so it's gotta be off for work in like 3.5 hours, so yeah. But it's worth it.
It's the early morning shift over there. Hey, Holocult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Yeah, pretty much. So I just wanted to call back in. Again, I have a few other wee stories and a few other wee kind of things that have happened since the last time I spoke to you. The first thing that I wanted to say was just that the first caller in terms, you guys were talking about just some people are kind of tuned into kind of weird stuff and some people aren't. I know for me personally, for like the longest time, I was like, oh, I want to see something. I want to experience something. And I never did. Well, I thought I never did, but I think it comes a certain point where the person will be like, you know, ready for it. To kind of, you know, it's. I think that the brain or the mind or your consciousness need to be at a certain level before you can fully open it to experience these weird sort of things. But I definitely know for me it was like once one thing happened, then I started to remember loads of other stuff from when I was a kid, and then more and more and more things started to happen. So I definitely think you kind of have to tune in your brain or your thought process to just to be able to experience these things. And once you do, I think somebody said it in the chat there, or it could have been yourself, that once you kind of open it, it's difficult, if not impossible, to kind of shut it off again. So if you want to go down that route, you got to be prepared to kind of, you know, stick it out for the long term, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
But the last time I called in, I was talking to you guys about that chip or that thing that was in my elbow that disappeared overnight. So I was kind of just for full transparency, because I didn't actually kind of think about it until afterwards. So I work for the Department of Defense over here. So I don't know if that muddies the waters further or clarifies things even more. But no, I don't have any faith in the Irish government to be able to pull off any sort of you know, shenanigans like that. But in the wider scheme of things, it would just be an awful lot easier to keep an eye on your boy if he worked for the department, you know. So no, it's a low level job, but you know, I said I just wanted to, you know, be honest with you guys and let you know that, and I never put two and two together until afterwards. But it just, and I didn't work for the Department of Defense when this happened. I started working with someone about a little bit about a year and a half, 2 years after it happened. So not a huge amount of time, but you know, it could be nothing, could be something, but I said I'd let you know anyways.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
So as I said, I don't have any sort of major access to anything or you know, and I'd rather not give you the specifics of my role, but I've just kind of low level stuff, but it just is something that may be linked, maybe not, but just as a sort of kind of a follow on from that, so recently I've had some sort of health issues. It's particularly to do with my hearing. I've had a dramatic hearing loss in one of my ears. Now it could be from 20 years playing drums in metal bands, or it could be something else, but I had to go and get a scan because they wanted to just check to make sure that the both ears internally are the same. There's no damage to one and not the other. So I went for said scan on my head, my ears, and my neck. And so last week I got the call back from the consultant who had viewed my scans, and he said there's nothing, thankfully there's nothing sinister there. But I was like, okay, that's grand, you know, it is what it is. It is probably just like loud music and going to gigs for 20 plus years. But he did mention something very strange that I thought I would mention. So he said that on the scan, and he's never seen this before, but he said there is there seems to be a, what he termed a void, a rectangular void underneath my tongue area. That he doesn't understand what it is. He says it's probably a glitch in the scan, but he has never seen it before.
It's weird.
So it's like, I thought like it was just some anomalous shape, whatever like that. But no, he said it's pretty much a like nice even rectangle. Would be directly underneath my tongue, out towards the front of my chin. So again, it was one solid scan. It wasn't like there was two scans and they were kind of stitched together out like that. So it kind of ruled that out. But I'm trying to get a copy of the image. It's kind of difficult over here in Ireland. It's not so readily available. It's you know, there's no link up between all the medical services, so let's try and get actually copies of your scans and images and stuff like that. And I know on the last night shift last week you were talking about the implant in your mum's nose. But so it's kind of, if I can get the images, by all means I'll send them on. But I just thought I'd mention it. It's kind of just kind of coincidental that, you know, it was, you know, there's possibly something else there in my body that's not originally supposed to be there, but sure, we'll see what happens anyways.
That's
wild,
man.
You say you went, what initially sent you to the doctor? Why did you get your ears and your head scanned?
I for about the last 9 months I've noticed a very dramatic decrease in hearing in my left ear.
Okay.
That kind of worried me. So I went and got to the ENT guys, and they did sort of, you know, their checks and stuff, and they figured that on their visual, that my eardrum on my left side was a different color to the eardrum on my right side. So they were just worried that there could be something sinister. So they sent me for a scan to make sure there was no tumors or growth or anything like that that could be impinging on my hearing. But, it doesn't explain why my hearing loss is there, but it's just kind of happened. So that's why I was sent for the scan.
Eliminate the bad shit.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that than kind of put my head in the sand and kind of hope that it goes away and cures itself. Because usually that doesn't end well, you know?
Right, exactly.
But there is two other quick things that I will kind of just tell you about. So about 12 years ago, myself and my then partner saw UFOs. We were driving from where we lived about an hour and a half back to my home house. So we live in the west of Ireland. And so it was November night. It was clear, frosty, crisp night, so the sky, there was no clouds in the sky. And about 9 p.m., so again, November, is very dark, very early. And as I was driving, my partner was looking out the window and just did the usual, what the hell is that? And me being the UFO guy, I pulled over to the side of the road, got out, and in the northeasterly direction, there was a series of these, I can only describe them as lights because they were so far away I couldn't distinguish size or shape or anything like that. But there was these five little lights that were kind of moving around the sky. Then five became six, then six became seven. And they were just kind of they were all kind of moving in their own sort of directions. They weren't straight lines. They were up and back and zigzag, and some of them were going quicker than the others. And then they started kind of forming. So from being sort of all directionless, they kind of came together and formed like a almost like a star shape. And then that changed into like a square or a rectangle, and then that changed into triangular shape. Now this all, like, it was slow. We were about 15 to 20 minutes standing here watching this. Then once it was in the triangular shape, then kind of one by one, they all just started blinking out and disappearing. And eventually, I said, after about 20 minutes, they were just all gone. And that area of the sky was completely blank. So, like, as I said, it was 12 years ago. I tried to get it on my camera phone at the time, but it was like trying to record with a potato. Nothing came out. Now, I know that the Elon Musk Starlink didn't come out until 2019, so this was well preceded that. But I just thought it was like, I can't explain it. Northeasterly direction, 5, 6, and 7 lights creating different shapes, and then they all just blinked off. Like, they didn't zoom away or anything like that. It's just like somebody flicked the light switch one each time and just blink, 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 and they were gone.
That's so weird.
And it was just, and it was weird. The weird thing was, like, we were there and we were kind of pointing and, you know, looking. And like nobody else, and like loads of cars passed by, and nobody else paid any bit of attention to this, which I thought was really weird. But they just kept driving, and we were like, "How is nobody else seeing this?" It was very, very weird. And you know, I knew to check. There was no missing time. We were there for about 15, going on 20 minutes, watching this stuff before it blinked out, and then it was just like, oh, well, better continue on with the journey then.
It's crazy that they're making shapes.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Sorry?
I said it's crazy that they were making random shapes, like they were putting on a show.
Yeah, it was, like, as I said, it was kind of like a star shape first, and then it became like a square, then into a rectangle, and then into like a triangle. It was like slow, methodical movement. It wasn't erratic. It wasn't like zipping here or there. It was just like, it was all done almost like it was almost like a dance, you know, as if you could imagine there was music playing in the background. It was moving really slow until it got to the one shape, and then it would stay like that for a couple of seconds, and then slowly change into another shape. Stay like that, and then slowly change it to another shape. It was almost hypnotic, you know, looking at it. It was something kind of beautiful about it, but it just, like, I couldn't explain it. And it was like, they were big enough to be able to see with the naked eye, but they were like far, far away. I couldn't tell you, even guess how far away or how big they were or what height they were at, but it was just, I could clearly see them. As I said, it was a clear night. There was no clouds, and you could see the stars. But like, these definitely weren't stars, and they weren't satellites, because they didn't, satellites don't move like that. They weren't Starlink, because that didn't exist that we knew about. But I searched like online, and I searched papers and stuff the following days and week and stuff, and there was no report of anything. You know. Like, there is a website you can log, site in Ireland, which I did, but there was nothing else there. It was just, and if I was by myself, I'd be kind of like, you know, did I see it and question it? But no, it was because it was two of us there, we could both back each other's story up. We saw the exact same thing. We just thought it was very, very strange.
For sure. It's, like I said, it's just weird to think that they were putting on a show at the same time using shapes that we're familiar with.
Yeah. I know other callers have said this before, but it's almost like they knew it was like they were just kind of just floating around and doing their shit. And then it's almost like they knew that they'd been seen.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. Yep. I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and I know that people have said that, but it's true. It's like oh, we've been spotted. Might as well put on a show, you know. And it's just I know that seems to be a common thing that once they're kind of seen, they're like, oh, right, you know, we've been spotted. We'll do our thing. But it was like that. It was just they were just floating about, and then there was like, oh, and then they started doing their thing. Just bizarre, you know, just to add another log to the weird fire that is my life.
There you go.
So I leave you one last story. I have a load of them. There's one in particular. I don't know if you guys are. I know you were saying it was difficult to get interviews and stuff. There's one that. I wouldn't do it justice on a phone call like this, but it deals with fairies and time slip and links in with missing 411 and ghosts. Like it has everything, and it was lasted about 7 hours in total.
Wow!
So if you ever guys get back up doing the interviews again, I would love to sit down with you for an hour and give you
it
has loads of stuff, but just kind of one last wee little story is so as I said, we live in the west of Ireland. We live in quite a rural spot, and this happened about 3.5 months ago. Finding it hard to sleep. I go through bouts of insomnia, but one night I was finding it hard to sleep, and I was kind of tossing and turning, and was just trying to get comfortable. And just at about 3:30 in the morning, similar time to this, I heard the sound of children laughing outside in the back garden.
Nope. Nope. No. No. No.
Nope.
Yeah. It was like definitely 3 or 4 different laughters, like, and it didn't sound sinister. It was just like kids running around laughing, chasing each other. That sort of kind of happy laughter. 15 seconds or so, it was just kind of continuous, stopped, and I was like, okay, I'm not fucking looking, and then it started again. And I was like, this can't be, because we live in the middle of nowhere. There's a locked gate at the front. There's a locked gate at the side of the house. There's a big fence around the back. Nobody could get in. So I plucked up the courage and pulled the curtain and looked outside, and there was nothing there at all. And as soon as I pulled the curtain, it stopped.
Yep, they can stay outside.
Yeah,
you can stay the fuck out there.
Absolutely. I'm not dealing with that shit.
It was just like, you know, I didn't go opening the window. I didn't go shouting or anything like that. I just pulled the curtain to see if there was that, and there was nothing.
Nope.
And I haven't kind of heard it since.
You know? Yeah, that would have been my reaction. Nope, stay the fuck outside, little weird... intergalactic children.
I'm not inviting Anthony in, you know, so.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I'm not trying to hear that shit.
But just because I prefaced that with the bigger story that I'd like to talk to you guys about. So where the bigger story happened, it is in a place, it's literally 5 minutes drive from my back door. It's called Knocknashee, which means... so that's the Irish. In the English, that means Hill of the Fairies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to talk about
email.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk email,
about it. Title it that, or title it something, whatever. Let us know in the email that it's you. And then that way we at least have your contact information. and we'll go from there. We're definitely trying to figure out where we can get this set up.
Link up some time zones.
Yeah. No, and just to kind of whet your appetite further, on top of Knocknashee, there is two burial tombs.
Oh, damn.
Burial tombs.
Yeah.
So
the plot thickens.
Sorry?
I said the plot thickens.
It does. But yeah, no, I'll drop you guys a message and see if we can talk something up.
Absolutely.
But just in the meantime, so Kyle, I kind of sent you that link to that other podcast site.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
I gave you the login details and stuff that I have. So
gotcha.
There was a recent, I don't want to go naming it, but there was a recent interview with a guy called Joshua Cutchin, who has done a series of books about fae and otherworldly people like that. It's a very good interview to kind of check out. The current book he has is called Ecology of Souls, and it's the link between fae folk and possible links between them and death omens, or do they help transport souls to them to the next life or whatever like that. So it's very, very interesting listen, but it would kind of feed into some of the stuff that we can talk about at another time.
Yeah, right on. I'll have to check that out.
Cool. Anyways, I will let you go because I've been talking your ear off for too long.
It's okay.
But thanks a million for taking my call. And just one last thing, as I said, I've binged all your stuff from the start. I've listened to every episode now, and I just wanted to commend you guys and just say how you should be proud of what you've achieved to this point. Like the difference in even the way that you talk and interact from episode 1 and 2 to now is like light and day. So like continued success, continue what you're doing, because obviously it's proven successful. But you should be proud and congrats on everything you've achieved so far, and I can't wait to see what happens going forward.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to us, man. Yes,
we appreciate that. It's good to hear.
But so I'm going to log off here because I got to get up for work in 3 hours.
Trying to get some sleep, man.
I'll try. I'll say good night and good luck and stay safe.
You as well, brother.
You too, brother.
Good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night. Oh, man.
Holocult worldwide.
What a trip. I love it, dude.
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to interrupt him, where his UFO sighting coincides with his implant issue. So, like, if it was post implant, how that goes. You
know what I mean? Well, it's weird that post implant he gets a job with the DOD.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Maybe that's why he got the job.
Kind of what I was wondering a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't have the skill sets, my guy, because I'm sure that you do.
Yeah.
It's just a weird coinkydink, is all.
What else was I thinking? Man, I'm here for the fairy story, though. We'll have to.
Hell yeah. We don't hear enough of those stories.
UFO sighting was before the implant.
Well, once again.
Interesting. Almost like they know that you knew. Oh, I saw something in the chat here. Let me see if I can find it. It was a ways back here. Here we go. About the UFOs moving in different shapes and shit. Mystic Ethos says, I've seen documentaries claiming that these are star maps that they're doing in order to tell us of their origin planet.
Whoa, that's fucking cool.
That is fucking
cool. I get behind that. I really do like that.
About 4 years before the implant. That's so weird. I'm curious about the void in the chin. And on that note, my mother did get the disc with the images. Yeah, but she's gonna have to take it back to work and email it to me because I don't have a disk drive. So
I got one.
She's got the CD. She said she was gonna try to email it to me tomorrow. So
that works.
That will probably be posted up on the socials, Hollow Cult. Because she's starting to, ever since she brought it up and started to go public, she's starting to have issues with it. She woke up and she swollen and something else was going on.
Robin, I was doing you a solid by not talking about it. I advised Steve, let's not talk about it. And then you chimed in and now they're pissed.
She just threw it. Dark Squatcher, I work in surgery. My mom does too, interestingly enough. I think between the two of you, you can
get it figured out.
But it's
you think if we just took my shot back and put it over her nose and turn it on, we could just suck that 100%. Bad boy right out. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We'll just have to sift through the shot back. I mean, I guess I could empty it out prior to the DIY surgery, but you know, we'll figure it out.
I mean, it worked for the Egyptians. They just suck shit out through the nose, right?
I mean, I think that was brains. Right?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, they went at the brain that way.
I heard, speaking of Egyptians, but not totally speaking of Egyptians, speaking of ancient humans, I read a stat, which it's an internet stat, so nobody really knows if they're true or not, but it said, like, modern man, take that for what you will, is like 140,000 years old or some shit. Probably, I'm sure it goes way back farther. For this story, for this tidbit of information, modern man is 140,000 years old.
Okay.
So it took us 140,000 years to create flight, the first flight. After that, it only took us 60 years to get to the moon.
Well, assuming we actually went to the moon.
Yeah. Assuming we weren't there 100,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That timeline doesn't add up, Kyle.
No, I'm not good at math. So none of it adds up to me.
You're telling me 140,000 years, we were just a bunch of dumb nerds. And then we turned into smart nerds over 60,000 years?
She gets it.
The moon's not even real. 100% they hired Stanley Kubrick to do it, to fake it. He was too much of a perfectionist, so he just flew everybody up there.
You think we could hire somebody to fake us landing on the moon?
Yes.
Right on. Let's do it. 100%. It's got to look legit, though, like you and me are there. And then we need a famous quote. We're going to have to think about a famous quote because you have to have a famous
cult.
I like it. We'll just use our fingers and ride it into the moon.
Let's buy the moon and make it a hollow sky billboard.
I'm pretty sure that you could buy the moon back in the day. Actually, we could probably redo that because we'll have to look into that.
We need to put pieces of the moon up for sale.
They've already done that shit.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we can't.
I know. We could just take the plots and then resell it.
Yeah, who owns the goddamn moon?
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody. Me.
If that's the case, then I'll just sell Uranus. Let the puns unfold.
I don't know if that's legal around here.
I mean, I'm talking about the planet. Come on now.
But I mean, who's going to stop me from selling you 1 square inch of the moon, $5?
Who's going to stop me?
I'll send you a piece of paper that says, you hereby own 1 square inch of the moon.
That's literally what they did.
Yeah.
They came up with a fake plot and they're like, they just made up these numbers on the moon and it was like, this is plot 1, 2, 3, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm not even going to do
that.
They'd
be like, Steve, they'd send you a picture and be like, Steve, you own plot 3.
Good.
Assuming you bought it.
I'm going to build a UFO there.
You're going to build a UFO there?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What else would you do on the moon?
I don't know.
Bro in the chat owns fucking Pluto already.
bounce around.
You can buy land on the moon, however it falls under the Homestead Act. Who decided that?
I don't even know what the fuck that means, so it doesn't matter.
Who put an act in order,
count if you don't know them?
No.
That's what I thought.
Who put something, who let the government decide on who owns outer space?
I just had the best idea ever. No. Correction. We don't need a rocket. Or a camera.
All we need
is a giant potato cannon and a flag, and we'll shoot that thing up there like a dart.
You know that flat earther dude tried to shoot himself with a rocket and he died.
That didn't go very well.
He did not prove that the earth was flat, but he did prove that it was very hard when he landed.
Yeah, that sucks.
R.I.P. flat earth guy.
That sucks.
I mean, I don't know. Do you feel sorry for people doing dumb shit?
No, not always. No.
But hey, it's sometimes, almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sometimes the answer is obvious.
I think you know
what's going to happen.
I think America gave the Dutch a piece of moon rock that turned out to be regular old Earth rock. Maybe all of moon is Earth.
Probably.
Yeah. Hollow moon. Hollow sky. Hollow earth.
Yeah. I'm a prophet and I didn't even know it.
Oh, you knew it. You didn't know you knew it.
I wouldn't go that far.
You had to.
I mean, I'll take credit for sure. Don't get me wrong. I'll take the credit, but yeah.
That's the gift of Jericho.
The walls of Jericho.
Chris Jericho owns the moon.
We should get him on the show.
He would probably come on. He talks about weird shit on his pod sometimes.
Well, let's get after him.
I think that was the podcast that Dustin Rhodes Goldust went on to talk about his Chupacabra incident.
Cool. We should try.
If anybody has any connections with Chris Jericho, let's see if he wants to come on and talk metal and talk weird shit.
That'd be dope.
So Chris Jericho now owns the moon. That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad we've established that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be put in the walls of Jericho.
No. That would suck.
My back's not great.
That would suck.
But that's neither here nor there.
Agreed. It's about quitting time.
Camel clutch will make them humble. That is fact. Lion salt. We are back to wrestling. Okay. All right. So it's almost 10 o'clock here in Illinois. It's going to be hot tomorrow. So that's not
cool.
That's
2 hours.
That's actually the opposite of being cool, being hot. Thanks for everyone that hung out. Make sure to like and share and subscribe and turn on your notifications for the night shift. Thanks for everybody that kicks it here in the chat. Thanks for all the donations. You guys are lit.
This much we appreciate
you so much. Again, support all independent weird content creators across the board. Just do it. We're all putting in hard work. We're all putting in the time to bring you all wonderful, thought-provoking content that we do. But yeah, it's good to see everybody in here. It's cool. Good to see Burton back. Hope all's well. Yeah. Just be cool. So until next time, you know the drill. Check us out at all social medias and stay safe, stay weird, and I will sell you a chunk of the moon for probably about $4.99. Depends on how I'm feeling.